And we got President Trump, who was in the Philippines on his way back to the United States in the not-too-distant future, a 12-day trip. And Bill Zimpford joins us right now. And Bill, most of even his critics say, well, of course, not CNN, but most of the legitimate critics are saying that this was a pretty good trip for him.
Yeah, you know, it was sailing along pretty smoothly. He did have a couple of stumbles. He had to re-explain himself, Jack, on the Vladimir Putin comment he made, saying that he believed Vladimir Putin when he told him that they did not meddle in the election. Of course, those comments run counter to our intelligence agencies, which have determined that they did meddle in the election. The president had to re-explain himself on that, and then he moved on to the Philippines, where we saw the first substantial protests of any stop along the way, a couple of thousand people in the streets of Manila, and he did have a meeting with Rodrigo Duterte. The White House says they did briefly talk about human rights. Of course, Duterte accused of killing thousands of people in his war on drugs, drug dealers and drug users, mostly. But the Philippine spokesman says, no, they really didn't discuss that. There's some clarification that needs to be done there as well. But the president, coming to the end of the line here, says they have worked out about $300 billion in trade deals during this trip, and says he will also have a major announcement when he gets back to the White House on Wednesday to talk about two issues, trade and North Korea. So that should be interesting.
Yeah, I saw pictures of young people burning the flag, burning the American flag, and I think the NFL was looking at that, and they want to hire these guys and get them to play for them.
But it is kind of interesting that kind of protest would be allowed there with Duterte, because he's been known to crack down on those type of things and keep things quiet. So, the protesters were active there. They were dispersed with water cannons. One other thing, Jack, is that Duterte also pulled off a first during this presidential trip. He sang to the president at one of the dinners they had there. Which is dedicated a song to the president. So that was interesting.
What did he sing?
It was some Philippine love song. I
oh my Lord.
I couldn't even tell you the title of it.
I wonder if the president blushed. What's his relationship like right now? What is the latest with him and Duterte?
Well, they say they have a great relationship. The president has said, we really get along. We're on the same page on a lot of things. And the president has come under fire in the past for that, because back in the spring, he had a little phone call with Duterte where he said, hey, you're doing a great job on the war on drugs, when, that has become an issue that he's basically just killing people who use drugs or deal drugs. So the president had a little got a little flack for that. But he says, we have a great relationship. Now, you have to remember that Duterte called President Obama an SOB. So there was not a great relationship in the previous administration. So I think Duterte was looking forward to having Trump in office and looking forward to his visit.
I love one of President Trump's tweets. This was when he was in Vietnam, and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called him an old doddering something. I mean, made fun of his age. And Trump said, why would Kim Jong-un insult me by calling me old? Yeah. When I would never call him short and fat.
I have to agree with you on that one, Jack. I think that was a pretty well delivered tweet there. What he's going to have to say on Wednesday about North Korea, we'll have to wait and see. But keep in mind also now that as we speak, three U.S. aircraft carriers are in the midst of those naval drills off the Korean Peninsula, along with vessels from South Korea and Japan as well. So there is a lot going on and a lot to do for the president once he does return home.
Well, they say it was pretty dangerous for the visit to the DMZ, so that didn't happen. A good thing the fog came in and stopped that, but
yep.
Otherwise, looks like he'll be back home soon, and CNN and all those folks can go after him again.
Yeah, you got it. He'll attend the East Asia Summit tomorrow and then head on home, finally ending this trip.
Well, Bill, thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
You're welcome.